State Department spokesman Sean McCormick, using unusually blunt language, says it is past time for Russia to withdraw most of its soldiers from Georgia's separatist regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia.
Look, these guys are trying to, at every turn, trying to wiggle out of the commitment they made and that their president. Yeah, we've seen it since August, and it continues. They need to get out of Georgia, and they need to stop finding excuses to do that.
Russian military forces continue to occupy Georgian territory weeks after last month's five-day war, despite a French-mediated ceasefire. Since then, Russia has recognized the independence of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, despite international condemnation. McCormick says the United States is concerned about Russia's decision to keep thousands of soldiers in both breakaway regions.
I would note one quite concerning remark that has been attributed to the Russian government and to various officials, whether it's President Medvedev or former Minister Lavrov, saying that they were going to keep 3,800 Russian troops both in South Ossetia and Abkhazia. That, of course, would be a violation of the ceasefire that they signed in August.
McCormick says Russia and the country's troops need to abide by their international commitments. Georgia's August offensive to regain control of South Ossetia from Moscow-backed separatists prompted a massive retaliatory thrust by Russia into Georgian territory. Russia argues it repelled Georgian troops to protect thousands of people who were granted Russian citizenship following the collapse of the Soviet Union. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.